This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What you want in your life always. You want this program. You want me in your life always. Well, I'll stick around as long as I can. Thank you very much. 7 after the hour, starting another hour of conversation the Good Day Way. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington with our eyes on a number of things. Republicans, Democrats, government. What do you see when you look up in the sky? Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. Well, maybe it's something else. My first thoughts this morning are about how our country is at war with one another. East Coast versus West Coast, the middle, the town that I live in, the north side versus the south side, the situation where people don't like other people so they want to shoot them, the media elites versus Hillary Clinton's deplorables. Liberals and progressives versus conservative and fed-up Democrats. Old white men versus people of color. Men versus women, because men should be fighting hard for gender equality. And somehow it feels like there are some unresolved issues. And yep, the mainstream news media, an illusion, because Fox and MSNBC and CNN are also now mainstream, whether they care to be or not. Social media and the direct line of fire from them. Should the president tweet or not tweet? Hard enough to live in this era of great change that the country has never seen before. I was with a fellow yesterday, a business associate for lunch. We were talking about how the world has changed in the 10 years since the Apple iPhone was introduced. Think about how your life has changed because you have that device that you walk around with, put in your pocket, put it in your car, bring it to your office, set it next to your bed. Yesterday, I looked at this guy showing me, and then I started counting mine, and we saw in our inbox, between the two of us collectively, 3,521 pieces of mail that had been delivered in the last 24 to 48 hours. So everybody, think about what it is that you want and think about how it is that we talk to each other. How do we present ideas? Have we gone too far? Meryl Streep went too far, I think, to go back to that. But there are people every day that are going too far. Look at the bomb threats yesterday targeting Jewish community centers in 6 states around our country. Some were made with pre-recorded telephone calls, and who knows why? South, the Northeast. That's another, the North versus the South. I talked about my town, but in this country, it's the North versus the South oftentimes. Some of the threats were robocalls. Huh? Who does robocalls for something like that? And who is stupid enough to think that they ought to have some negative attitude toward people of a different religion? Well, I guess we do that every day, don't we? We say that about people that we don't like, we don't know, but there's something about Jews I don't like. There's something about Muslims I don't like. Some about Christians I don't like. Some about Americans I don't like. Some about French people I don't like. Some about Russians I don't like. Some about Chinese I don't like. That's just, it goes on and on and on. Well, how much time do you spend finding things out about people that you would like? How about it? The state of Florida, Tampa, Florida. Bomb threats targeting a Jewish community center there and Jewish schools. So there's all of this stuff that's going on, and one wonders why. Why do you think it's going on, and what do we do about fixing it? Do you think the new government is going to, because that's really what we have. We have a change in government. coming up next week. Is that going to fix these things, or is it going to make it tougher? Do we have to draw a line in the sand and say, okay, we're not going any further, and will that be done here? All kinds of questions. I just want, usually when I bring these things up like this, I'm interested in reflection. This is, there's nothing that I've told you that you don't already know. You're wondering to yourself, well, I can't remember Rodney King, when he's getting the hell beat out of him by the Los Angeles police, said, why can't we all just get along? And people have made fun of him and that for years. Can you get along with your spouse? Get along with your children? Get along with your boss? You get along with your cousins, your relatives? Or did you have a big fight at Thanksgiving? And maybe even a bigger one at Christmas? Are we meant to be alone? You see how far this goes? It goes on forever. It does. So take a deep breath and just think with me at the moment. Never mind all these things I just went through that would seem to make us exhausted. How about we think and thank for a minute? How many groups of people, how many individuals, how many things went on in your life yesterday for which you were pleased, happy, thankful? How many things did you receive in your inbox that you thought, wow, that's really good? Or did you all day long get tweets? Kara, do you have your iPhone? I guess you have a Droid. You have it set up so you get news flashes. When something news breaks, you get a beep, 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 beep.
I do have an iPhone now, and I don't have it set up specifically, like but I do get notifications from, you know, different apps when something big happens. So
why?
Say, I don't know, just because I never turned it off when I downloaded the app, it was automatic. And yeah, I mean, sometimes it's annoying, sometimes it's nice. I don't get too many of them, so I don't get anything from Twitter, which I think is one of the one of the biggest ones for sending. Notifications. I get things from BuzzFeed, but that's really only, you know, like I think when Debbie Reynolds died, I got a notification, but I don't get too many of them, which is good because it's, you know.
Why do you think you need a notification? Why was it important that, just using that as an example, that Debbie Reynolds passed away? Why would it have been important for you to know that at the moment it happened?
I mean, you know, it's not really, but I just think that the way our world works now is just different.
Why does it work like, why do you have to?
I don't know why it works like that. I don't know why anything works like that. I don't know why the world
a lot
has
of people
ever
get,
worked the way that it
people
does.
People come unglued in so many different ways. It's like we're self-medicating. Instead of taking drugs, we do this sort of thing. And you know, there's all of this. There's nothing good about Debbie Reynolds dying.
No, I think there's just, it's become kind of a race to find out the information first, whether it's good
for
you.
Reason?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's good for you or not. It's just become part of our, you know, at least me as a my people my age, us as a generation, it's become part of our psyche almost to, you know, have to know things first. That way you can immediately.
But you don't really have to know things.
No, you don't have to, but it's just, I don't know why. It's become a thing that we do, and then you know first, and you can text your friend and say, oh my God, did you hear about that thing that happened? And on one hand, it's a way to relate to people, because you've all heard about the same thing at the same time, and you can collectively say, I can't believe that crazy thing happened. But is it necessary? Of course not. But a lot of things in life aren't.
Okay.
And
food
I think that's
thought.
Always been the way it is.
All right. So it's food for thought. Speaking of things where we are, circumstances where we're at war, the State Department, through John Kerry, has issued an apology to a certain group of people. We'll have that focus in a moment here. This is Good Day at 16 past the hour.
Jim owns a gym. And his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business. Like ink. Lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Forgive me for a moment. We'll talk about what the State Department is doing in a few minutes. I just had, as I'm listening to the commercials and thinking more about what I said with regard to the reactions to Meryl Trump's anti-Trump speech and me saying what I did about us being in a divided country. It really is divided, not likely to be unified soon unless there's something, some outside event that brings us together. Hollywood just isn't Main Street. Main Street enjoys going to the movies, likes watching television, but there's a difference in values in our country, across the country. I live in the two craziest states in the country, save New York, Massachusetts, and California. I don't share the views of most people in either of these states, but yet I live here happily because I choose to ignore the way things go with the people who are in the main. I'm in business. And, there's a way to work in all of these circumstances. It puts your head in the right place. Meryl Streep had the right to use her acceptance speech to make a political statement as long as she was. And then there are a lot of people in this country who are fed up with what people like her think. And they have a right to take exception, whether it's the president or whether it's a millennial or whether it's somebody else. It'll soon be... listening to her, I think about irrelevancy. And it's the people like Karen that are coming along, who are in their 20s and 30s, who don't pay much attention to all this stuff. They don't pay attention to a lot of the news media. They don't pay attention to media in general. They create their own kind of... Yeah, they like to watch movies on their devices. Yip. Some people still are listening, and we're happy for that and thankful for it. The more, the merrier. But I think we just have to kind of refocus ourselves, okay? Think about refocusing and repurposing your mind. 21 after the hour.
Feed non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
My favorite Cher tunes from the 1980s, if I remember correctly. All right, it's 23, almost 24 after the hour. Music in the news, musical stories, music referencing some things that are going on with some of our musical stars in this portion of each hour. Cher has decided to take her Flint water protesting up a notch. Good for her. There needs to be a whole lot more focus and pressure on these people in Flint, Michigan. She's been very vocal about this whole situation. She donated a lot of money to get bottles of water to the community. Said, quote, it was a tragedy of staggering proportion, adding it's, quote, shocking that it's happening in the middle of our country. It really is.
Yeah.
It's just over the top what it is. That, I mean, people say, you don't understand. What the hell is there to understand? There's people that are just drinking lead. That's what has been going on for way too long, and it's so slow to fix it. So she's bringing her story to her followers on Twitter. And by the way, she's got about 3.5 million Twitter followers. The Lifetime Network is going to produce a drama about the water crisis. Cher is going to star as a woman affected by the crisis. That's going to be very interesting. I think she's quite a credible actress, too, don't you?
She is, yeah. I love her in movie roles. I wish she would do more of them.
Yeah. The script is based on the story from Flint that was actually originally in Time magazine. Critics jumped online and tweeted at Cher over the weekend that a movie should not be made before the problem is solved. You dumbasses, that's the whole point. You haven't fixed it yet. That's why there needs to be.
People attacked her over the weekend. It was brutal.
It's amazing how many people want the status quo because they don't want to get their butts in a sling.
I guess,
But Cher tweeted back that she was upset by the reaction the movie was getting. Said she reached out to the mayor of Flint to gauge how the locals there felt. She tweeted, quite upset last night. Texted my friend Karen. Karen's the mayor of Flint. She said the people of Flint are happy that the truth will be told and that they are not forgotten. Because it really isn't, it wasn't the mayor so much as it was the governor who booted it.
Well, yeah, and knowing Cher and all the money that she's donated, I would think that if there were any kind of profits from the movie, then they would go to the town. Yeah. I'm assuming she's not going to be profiting off of this.
No. Right, of course not.
And right, then I think it will bring from a lifetime, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and it'll bring a renewed interest as well to the problem.
I've always had interest in it. Not much you can do about it other than make a lot of noise. Use the bully pulpit. All right, next up, musically, Foreigner with a big announcement. Their 40th anniversary tour will take place this summer, calling it a family affair. Mick Jones, the founder of Foreigner, has said that the other act that will be on the bill, bring back some of those who have gone away. They're going to start in Syracuse on June 11th with his pals Cheap Trick and former drummer Jason Bonham and his band. Mick says original Foreigner members Lou Gramm, Ian McDonald, and Al Greenwood will be on select dates as well. They're not on the whole tour, but there'll be some of their appearances. It's the right time to do this. I'm looking forward to it, see how it goes, and I'm sure it will go well, so he said. I think it's fitting at this point that we do this. I'm proud of everything we've done and what we've achieved and of how the new band has fought back for me for the heritage of Foreigner. How many people in here are Foreigner fans? Raise your hands, please.
Not too much.
No, not big. But they are strong.
I didn't know they were New Yorkers. I thought either. Foreigner was a foreign band.
Foreign.
Like, I thought clearly they were from China.
I thought they were British.
I actually thought they were Dutch for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay, but so not the only one.
So we're all wrong. Yes, right. But they're back plying their trade this summer. For those of you who are Foreigner fans, that's the story. 28 minutes after the hour here with DJ B.
I want to know what you're doing after the show.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A friend of mine has spent years in Washington, D.C., and as a history buff, is an excellent tour guide. But he had to stop giving tours of the Capitol's most famous landmarks because the government now says all tour guides must have permits. In New York City, the powerful Tour Guides Association requires a certification test, which all guides must pass to get a license from the city. The test, of course, is filled with mundane details like dates and other statistics that bore most tourists. If we look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see that tour guides are not a threat to public health or safety. What's next? You're under arrest for showing your friends around town?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Say, what do you say? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Tuesday, January the 10th, 2017 is upon us. And this hour of Good Day, the reflective powers of all of our minds. I become the Pied Piper to a certain extent, I guess. I've got this pulpit. You can have your pulpit, and you can say as you will, respond on Twitter or Facebook or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or dial 888-302-DOUG, although I take pride in capturing the swarm of ideas that I've had over the past 23 hours and just sort of lay them on you here. It's not the Wall Street Journal report. I don't like to define myself by what I'm not. I decide each day kind of how I want to go through some of the items here. A lot of focus on positive thinking. Matter of fact, I've been thinking about this for the last couple of years. People have tried to focus on thoughts, and I've said this, if I've said it once 100 times, maybe 1,000 times, thoughts are things. But some people
misinterpret this wisdom to mean that it's not okay to have a bad day or to have a negative thought or to have feelings that are supposed to be challenged, the challenging thinkings. I don't want to be superficial. My relationship with you here is as a friend. I have negative thoughts, and I address them. Matter of fact, one of my colleagues calls me Captain Curmudgeon from time to time. I don't try to block out all of the bad things that I'm thinking, and I'm not suggesting that you do that either. But I would like to think that there is a solution. I have this little production company that I have called Stefan Multimedia produces this program, the DJV Experience, the medical show Good Day Health, the American Family Farmer, and especially in, well, I guess in all the reasoning that I've put forth in producing these programs and doing them is to find solutions to things. I can't tell you each day that I find solutions for some of the things that I point out that are not cool, but the focus on the medical and the farm farm material is easier for me to find solutions for because I'm close to them. I think about them. I live them every day. All of these things that come up randomly about the problems that we have with one another, I try to fix them in my own life. Sometimes it frustrates. Sometimes I just am uncomfortable because it requires me to give in and to give some of my ego away. And as you get a little more mature, you think, okay, it's not important, as important to have your ego sustained as it is to have good relationships or to think things through and not get buried in a landslide of garbage, which is what a lot of the things are, our thoughts especially, or the things that come through on any given day. We sort of create a situation that's worse. And that was the point I was making with Kara earlier on in terms of it's not something, am I going to stop the usage of all these devices? No, but I think you need to kind of have a real grip on them. And maybe you can think on your own, is that a positive thought or a negative thought? Let's hope it's a positive thought. So I said we'd address a couple of more things here in this half hour. One of the things that's happened since we spoke yesterday, the State Department, through John Kerry, issuing an apology. Who knew this was a problem? Apparently, there has been a pattern of discrimination against lesbians and gays and bisexuals and transgender employees since the 1940s at the State Department. There's a senator named Ben Cardin of Maryland who has asked the Secretary of State for an apology. And here's the story why, and maybe a little history of what happened.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has issued a formal apology for the State Department's past discrimination against people in the LGBTQ community. Kerry apologized to anyone affected by the department's past employment discrimination based on perceived sexual orientation. He said those employment practices, quote, were wrong then, just as they would be wrong today.
Well, I understand that we're being picketed by a group of homosexuals.
The State Department was one of several government organizations to conduct mass purges of LGBTQ employees in the 40s and 50s, encouraged in part by the communist purges led by Senator Joseph McCarthy. But as people in the LGBTQ community gained more rights, the State Department's position changed. The U.S. appointed its first openly gay ambassador in 1999 under Bill Clinton's administration, and Kerry appointed the U.S.'s first special envoy to specifically address worldwide LGBTQ discrimination.
Okay, so what's come of it? I don't know. Maybe just shining a light on it, because it isn't necessary. If you're uncomfortable with somebody who's different than you are, the solution is to get away from them. You're not going to change them, and you ought not to. It's not your business to change these people. Just move away. If you can't manage to get along, maybe you ought to do a little reflecting, sit in the bathroom or someplace, look in a mirror, and find out what it is that makes you uncomfortable. I have found in my experience that people who are most uncomfortable with gay individuals have a homophobic kind of a question about their own sexuality. That's just my, you can really say, what does he know? I'm pretty good at observing, thank you very much, and I believe that I am correct. But then you can say, no, he's not correct, referring to me. I think there's no reason for this kind of stuff. It's always because of our own inadequacies that we... And so my solution to that problem is, look at your... So Joe McCarthy was an a-hole. He was a horrible creeper, and there were all kinds of things. I mean, look at the same era and before that, the whispers in Washington when McCarthy found out that J. Edgar Hoover was gay. Can you imagine the conversation? But did it ever come up? No. Never came up because Joe McCarthy didn't want to take on the wrath of J. Edgar Hoover. How many of you, maybe, I just said something that maybe some of you didn't know. You didn't know that J. Edgar Hoover was gay? Okay, well, maybe we'll stop that story there and let you think about that. Meanwhile, the state of the world, is it better because the conversation between Donald Trump and the president of Taiwan took place? China's still on the warpath about that. They said Monday they were firmly opposed to a meeting between the president of Taiwan and senior Republican lawmakers in our country. There will be revenge against the president should he abandon the One China policy. Well, that was something that was set up by the Chinese. They're the ones who want that. What are they going to do? Stop selling us their crap so they don't have any money at all? Here's a story that, well, let's dig deeper into it. Listen to this.
Senator Ted Cruz and other Republicans met with Taiwan's president on Sunday, adding tension to U.S.-Chinese relations. According to Cruz, the Chinese consulate asked members of Congress not to meet with President Tsai Ing-wen as she traveled through the U.S. But Cruz sat down with the Taiwanese leader anyway, adding China doesn't give the U.S. veto power over meetings involving its leaders. China has long claimed control over Taiwan through its One China policy, even though the island has held its own democratic elections for decades. Unsurprisingly, China condemned the meeting, as it did when President-elect Donald Trump spoke with Tsai over the phone last month. After that call, Trump caused a stir when he said he didn't understand why the U.S. should be bound to that policy.
I don't want China dictating to me.
The U.S. is not necessarily bound by the One China policy, but historically we've agreed not to meddle in China's relationship with Taiwan. Trump is the first U.S. president in decades to have contact with a Taiwanese leader, as far as the public knows. A Chinese state-run newspaper claimed Sunday that if the Trump administration went against the One China policy, China's citizens would demand revenge against the U.S.
Yeah, what
is
exactly
that ridiculous?
What are they going to do?
Come on, yeah, what are you going to do? You're not going to sell us any more of your crap? Good for you. That'd give more Americans jobs. We'll get back. Maybe that's Trump. Who knows what Trump is thinking? There'll be some. I was standing in a line yesterday at a store with my son, and the news was on as CNN was grappling with the state of affairs in our country between Meryl Streep and Donald Trump, and how will they ever get along? I thought that kind of, there's a glaze that came over my eyes when I saw that, and Brendan and I just looked at each other because he knew what I was thinking. Okay, it's 44 past the hour. Stargazing next here on Good Day.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year you'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store at staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Let's talk about blood flow for a moment. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as you get older. There's a way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body to convert it into nitric oxide. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets works three times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. It's all about blood flow. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and stamina that it gives me within 20 minutes. And I'd like you to feel it too. Call 800-655-4183 and get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. It comes in regular or black cherry. Plus a free book called Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans, but it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as one.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, we have 47 after the hour. So when I said earlier, look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a star, I was referencing a sort of cosmic gem, in a sense, and how much more information we're going to be able to get, how much more we're going to be able to see this cosmic gem that has been developed, as explained here by Ethan Weston.
Set a reminder to look up at the stars more in 2022. You might see a star explode. About 1,800 light-years away, in the left wing of the constellation Cygnus, is a binary star system that scientists say is getting ready to merge and form a red nova. A nova often begins as a binary star system where the more massive star is a white dwarf and steals hydrogen from its partner. When it collects enough, the hydrogen explodes outward. Two astronomers predicted the nova back in 2015. Since then, they've done two strong tests and say their hypothesis is holding up. Right now, the two stars are too dim to see with the naked eye, but if they do merge, the nova should create a visible new star in the sky. This won't be the first red nova scientists have watched, but it's the first time they will have predicted one, if it comes to pass.
Can you imagine what kind of intelligence it takes to be able to figure out something like that? I guarantee you nobody else is going to be talking about this today on the radio or anywhere else. This is the first time astronomers have predicted with confidence that a specific stellar system will explode in a particular period of time. Because, and what we'll see is going to be 10,000 times brighter than it is now. How do these people do it? How do they figure it out? I don't know, but it's one of those wonderful wonders of the world that you'll be able to see with your naked eye. It could be as bright as the North Star, which you can see cradled in the crescent of the moon the last few nights, if you haven't known what that is. That's really, I'm fascinated with space and all this stuff. So this gives you, this is just something else to expand your mind. That's all, boys and girls. That's it. 10 before the hour from Good Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Doing on your New Year's resolution? We've invited a couple of people here, Dr. Mike Roussel and Monty Morris, to join us. Dr. Mike, he is a nutritionist, pretty good at transforming nutritional concepts into practical nutritional habits. And then Monty Morris.
Good morning.
So, Monty, what's your role in life?
Well, I work for Habitat for Humanity. I'm a construction manager.
Oh, cool. All right. So let's put these things together if we can. Dr. Mike, let's take the lead with you. What are some of the easy things that you have found that people are doing every day to make us healthier? That's one of that's the big resolution every year. I want to be healthier, right?
Yep. Yeah, well, I think, you know, the important part, like you just said, is it's the big resolution. The important thing that you need to do to start is to actually start. You need to make that commitment to action in your life. And, you know, with Monty, he's really an amazing success story with what he's done with his health and wellness, because he made this commitment to start after he had kind of a scary meeting with his doctor, went on to lose 50 pounds, and totally transformed his life.
Yeah, I actually had a kind of a low feeling, sort of a low energy feeling, and I went to my doctor for a checkup, and he told me I had stage 2 hypertension. And at the time, I didn't realize what that meant, but he told me I was supposed fairly close to a heart attack at 36 years old, and so that was that's spurred some serious change in my life.
Did you have high blood pressure? What did, and how often, by the way, Monty, did you go for a checkup? At 36, are you doing an annual checkup, or are you just going, you don't feel well?
Yeah, basically when I didn't feel well, I didn't. I wasn't really that diligent about it. I just started to feel really unenergetic and didn't really know what was wrong with me, so I went to see what was going on, but I was really just weighed down under all that excess weight.
Yeah, see, I think that's the thing. That's one of the messages here, Mike, that people are not doing a good job of taking care of themselves or keeping track of what's going on in their body. It's your responsibility. It's your business to protect yourself by knowing what's going on in your body. And a lot of people think, well, I'm young. I'll start seeing a doctor when I'm old. Not smart under this circumstance. And so with Monty's story, you have a good underscore here. Mike, what are some of the healthier swaps? You look at Monty and listen to his story. What do you tell people who come into your practice who look like that and who act like that? I'm fine, even though I'm not.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think one of the things you do, I think nutrition is all about action. You know, it's, you know, what are you going to do with that next meal? And so one of the big things that you can do is you can swap out the big meal that you're going to eat. So you eat a smaller, more moderate-sized meal, and then you put in some strategic or some smart snacks throughout the day. So like 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 in the afternoon, like between lunch and dinner, you have a snack there that's going to have protein, fat, and fiber. You know, these are all things that are going to help you feel full. So even though you're eating a little bit less, you're not going to be as hungry when the next meal comes around because you put in these smart snacks.
All right. What about dieting, the Mediterranean diet, or I remember the old Atkins diet? Are you a believer in diets?
Well, I'm not a believer in short-term solutions. You know, so you can use diet to describe lots of things, like an Atkins diet or a Mediterranean diet. And there are all kinds of these diet prescriptions or diet methods all work. Mm-hmm. But it's what are you actually going to stick to? And I think, you know, one of the things that I've been amazed with, kind of with my conversations with Monty about his change, is that persistence and that sustained change. You know, he didn't lose 50 pounds and then kind of gain it all back. Like, he's always moving forward. And so when you're looking to select your diet, you got to pick something that you know you can stick to, not something that you can, like, grit your teeth and bear it for 4 weeks.
All right, Monty, how are you now? Describe you and your blood pressure and all the things that are that you would hope after the attention you got from Mike, you'd get back to normal.
Well, my blood pressure is down to normal. I run every day. I run, you know, greater distances than I ever thought I would. Dr. Mike mentioned something about snacking, and I think it's important to mention that it's not just snacking that is important, but high-quality snacking. Mm-hmm. So I eat between meals snacks of a lot of pistachios and other whole foods, which are really satisfying, and they also do a lot for my body to keep me going and feeling good.
Yeah.
So my snacks are not potato chips and things like that anymore. Yeah. They're high quality and energy producing.
I'm one of those guys to learn to stay away. I got fruit all over the place, but man, do I like some of those potato chips. All right, so here's some, this is inspiration. This is what this is all about. Dr. Mike, who is the nutrition advisor in Men's Health magazine, with simple changes, eating habits, snacks instead of big meals, that sort of thing. Eat frequently during the day, and you'll be like Monty Morris. Hopefully you have a long and healthy and happy story to tell, Monty. Come back to us in about 30 years, will you? Appreciate your being here.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.